Hello, everyone, and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me, Sarah, together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit. And we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional, and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work, and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Living with the Spirit Raw Talks podcast. Mark here, and I've got Simba today. And we're going to be talking today about the 12-step program of recovery for people who have worked their way through addiction to a variety of different substances and behaviors. And I have some personal experience. Simba has some experience as a practitioner. So we're really going to break down what's going on and talk about it from a nervous system perspective, and also talking a little bit about how the 12-step program of recovery really only gets people halfway to the recovery point. And it's a great first step, but we've got some additional things that can help people bring them fully restored into recovery. So Simba, let's start with you. Just tell us a little bit about your background in working with people in this type of environment, coming off of substances and addictions, and a little bit about maybe some of your experience.
Yeah, so my drug of choice, so to say, was exercise. I was addicted to exercise because I was handling anxiety, I was handling stress, which is good to a certain degree. But at some point, you also need to work with the actual emotions and meet them and confront them and navigate them, right? And I didn't really do that. My choice of drug was exercise, that I used exercise. So I think it was when I was around 13, 14, I got the flu a few times and I had like some injuries. I broke a bone, so I couldn't exercise for a couple of weeks when you're in cast.
Yeah.
And what I realized was like I was starting to get this jitters and I was starting to feel very strange in my body. And I was like, oh, I have excessive energy because I haven't worked out. That's how I worked it out in my head, right? Mm-hmm. But it took me years to realize, wow, that's actually like a withdrawal symptom coming down from all the endorphins and all the dopamine and all the adrenaline, that kind of like the rush that you get from the reward of doing something physically, which in good amounts is good. But if you have too much of it, it starts to become addictive. So long story short, when I started out exercising, it was through martial arts in those early 90s. I started when I was seven with martial arts, and I've been doing that pretty much my whole life and physical exercise. And when I got to Thailand, what happened was we set up shop here and we started with a workshop, how to take care of your body, because I work as a massage therapist, I work as a personal trainer, and I always had an interest for mind body and the connection between them. So when me and Sarah moved here to Chiang Mai, Thailand, we started doing some workshops, and there was a lot of therapists that were into triathlon here in Chiang Mai. It's a big community for triathlon because it's mountains, there's nice lakes, and you can run, and it's a very nice scenery for that. And they came for their own healing.
Yeah.
And we got really good results with them. And then they started to invite me into their work, which is rehab places. There's a lot of rehab centers in Thailand, especially in Chiang Mai. And what I realized was there was a kind of missing component, not in the actual treatment program. They were great.
Right.
But there were a missing component afterwards. And I mean, we'll talk more about that. But what I could tell was really the lifestyle, the physical exercise, the nutrition, and the nervous system regulation. And those were kind of the four aspects that they hired me to do in the rehab centers, because it was kind of this discrepancy of how do I continue to teach someone moving forward when you're gone clean from the drugs. And that was very indicative of my own journey, because as I realized, I had to step back from exercise to the point where I got really skinny, and I had to learn to do this process for myself and then come back to physical exercise. And then I found out many years later, that's exactly what I was doing, moving to Thailand, moving to Chiang Mai, right? Teaching that, like, how do you continue from that? How do you step back and then come back to something, but from a healthy perspective?
Yeah. Well, I would say, Simba, you had a very mild form of addiction compared to my journey. for me, from a very young age, I started using drugs and alcohol, from age 13 to age 36. And at age 36, I was in the midst of my second divorce. And I just kind of realized, like, maybe I need some help. Maybe there's something going on that I'm not able to fully work with on my own. So I went to rehab. You know, I put myself in rehab, and I went through rehabilitation. I went to post-addiction recovery programs. I lived in sober houses. I went to the Alcoholics Anonymous program, the Cocaine Anonymous program, the All Addictions Anonymous program, the Buddhist Path to Recovery program. So I did all of these, you know, different ways to really help me overcome the addictions. And the great thing is that it worked. Okay, so like it got me out of the grip of addiction and the nasty vicious cycle. And by the way, just for people who don't know much about this world of addiction and rehab and these programs, I'm just going to read from the Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book, the 12 steps, and just kind of gives you a basic idea of the process that these rehab centers and recovery centers will put people through. So one, we admitted that we were powerless over the substance and that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves and all of our wrongdoings. Admitted to God and to ourselves and to another human being the exact nature of those wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asking him to remove all of those shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, making direct amends to such people when possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitting it. 11, seeking through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand him. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry the message to others as they need. So, I mean, in theory, it's a great practice. And for me, it did really open up a doorway to spirituality. Before I did the program, I really could barely even utter the word God. I was such a staunch, you know, scientifically minded intellectual atheist that it actually took quite a bit of convincing for me to even, consider this program. But through that, I had a miraculous recovery, and I still use the principles of some of these 12 steps in my actual daily practice. But it's actually a funny story how I met Sarah and Simba. I was living in a sober house in kind of like a second or third round of trying to get my shit together. And it was when I started to discover the nervous system regulation and the somatic practices that it all just kind of clicked. And I realized that the 12-step program got me to a place, but it wasn't necessarily a place that was that had like a lasting effect. And so I learned a lot about, you know, how my nervous system works and why I was still angry, but there was still a lot of tension and stress and trauma in my body. So Simba, what did you guys do to help me break through that second half of the total recovery?
Yeah, that was quite a journey, definitely. I would just like to highlight when you said about the 12 steps that many times when we look at a philosophy like this, there might be, I know, especially in Sweden where I come from, there's a lot of people that are atheists. And as soon as you say God or him, you know, there is a belief system in there. But you can say the universe, you can say spirit, you can say life, you can call it anything, right? It's just a way to describe something beyond yourself, beyond your own control, like a higher organizational structure. And it's not too much of a dogma, actually, even though it's written God and Him. It's more of a principle to expand consciousness, expand your awareness, which I think is very beautiful to watch because it gives people frameworks. So when you came to us, you have done a lot of work. Definitely, I could tell you had a lot of work with your mindset and you had these strong values, and they're great. The values are great, but the problem is that's not when people are using, when they're in their power and when they feel good and they have. So it's when you don't feel good, it's when you go down. And that's usually the standard. What's our lowest point, right? And to work with that lowest point, what we did with you was working with the nervous system, because when you start to access the nervous system, you don't have to wait for a life event to take you to that point, because that fluctuation, that ups and downs, is already inside of you. So through practices like TRE, tension trauma releasing exercises, or breath work, we were able to get through the mental blockage that was and connect to your emotions, connect to your nervous system, and you could start sharing with us all the tension and the things that were there that you might have not been aware that was there, because we forget. It's a protective mechanism. So a lot of the work what we did with you was, you know, healthy food to make sure your body can produce the chemicals to produce different thoughts, get a real detox, because when you've used substances, it's not just that you come off them and then they leave your body. You need to get the body going so it pushes all that toxins out once again, so you can have a good chemistry to produce different thoughts and emotions to really sober the system up. I think also the vicarious modeling, that you can see someone else is living a lifestyle and it is working for them, it's very important to see, because that's a big step of being in any community or sisterhood or brotherhood or working in this setup. And to really empower you that you can do these practices for yourself and not tell you what's wrong with you, not tell you what to do, but more empower you to be curious and to have a framework of looking at your nervous system and life that empowers you. And slowly you were like, oh, but I don't want to say I'm an addict because I'm not using right now. So it was good for me in the beginning to realize and accept where I'm at. But if I continue to say it, you realized it will be detrimental for me, because it will be a story, it will be a belief system that I don't let myself get out. And that is something that your nervous system is listening to. If I say I am something, every cell of my body hears it. If I say it in front of other people, I manifest it. So I think that was one of the main shifts that I really saw with you when you said, no, I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm going to decide that I'm sober, not 7 years sober, not 10 years sober. I'm done. I'm not doing drugs. I am sober. I am done with that. That was in my past. I worked through it. I honor, I respect it. I realize it. But that's not who I am anymore. And I'm not going to associate with that, because then I'm always holding on to that belief, to that cycle. And then I haven't fully healed it. And those were kind of your own words. As we work with this. Hello, Simba from Living with the Spirit here. Just taking a quick pause to share about a globally recognized TRE provided training program that launches this October. This is an opportunity to spend a year with me on a journey to become a TRE provider. Along the way, you will learn more about the depths of your own nervous system, the ins and outs of the polyvagal theory, and how to guide others in the TRE process. If you're interested and want to learn more, head over to our website, livingwiththespirit.com. That is livingwiththespirit.com, and book a free, no strings attached discovery call. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of the podcast episode.
Yeah. So you're right about all of those things. I mean, there's like a special combination of a variety of different things that really helped me. And yeah, one was the food, just starting to nourish my body again with healthy and vital foods. Then after I was a little bit stable, we did like a deep detox of my system to cleanse away toxins. And then the healthy, regulated lifestyle and teaching me about my own nervous system. And, you know, helping me to realize that there's still a lot of unprocessed anger, a lot of unprocessed resentment, a lot of unprocessed trauma. And that's also what I started to see with other people in the rehab clinics and in the 12-step meeting rooms, is that people would be sober and they're no longer using their drugs or whatever. And that's a great thing, but there's still bottled up anger and there's still bottled up tension and resentment inside of them. And it's like a very heavy feeling, you know, to be around that. So I think that, you know, if you have been in a 12-step program or you're currently in one and you feel like, hey, I've kind of got a handle of the alcohol and drug situation, and I'm looking for, you know, something that's really going to help me to really get to the other side, I think the things that we're talking about today are really good places to start looking in your life. You know, healthy living, having a daily routine that keeps you centered and focused on your practice, and then seeking the help and counsel of somatic practitioners who can help you work through emotions and trauma. And, you know, at Living with the Spirit, our main modality that we use is TRE. And Simba is a trainer and longtime practitioner of TRE, which stands for Tension and Trauma Release Exercises. But Simba, just tell us a little bit about how TRE might be a valuable tool for someone coming out of a rehab or recovery program.
Oh, it's so valuable. We've done it in a lot of different rehab centers here in Thailand. And I know providers, practitioners of TRE all over the world that they use it successfully with addiction recovery. I think the main thing is you don't really have to go into the story, because many times going into the story is very painful, vulnerable, and it can be to some point almost debilitating, because you have to open up your wounds to a new person and trust and again and again, right? So you don't have to go into the story in theory, right? Right. Okay. It's not psychotherapy. It's not talking. Secondly, you will access emotions, but you don't have to go to the emotion to get this going, which means if you have emotions, you can let that through, but we don't need to access the emotion for the modality to work. And I think those two alone is really what I noticed the greatest shift, because it gives you a sense of integrity. I guide you through a process of 7 exercises to reinitiate this dormant tremoring mechanism that we all have. If someone is late for a bus and they might be looking at the time and, you know, shaking, or if you see fireworks, when there's fireworks like New Year's Eve or Easter in Sweden, then you can see animals shake, you know, cats and dogs. All mammals have this inherent mechanism to release stress and tension in our body. But we are socially, mentally conditioned to believe that this is an expression of a disease. So what we do in TRE, we teach people this is a natural mechanism of stress release, and you don't have to go to a store in an emotion, but you will complete all of these stress cycles and get the stress out of your body. And that will leave you to be less impulsive, more grounded. And if you look at addiction, a lot of it has to do with in the moment, I have to do something now. So TRE actually gives you an alternative to using a drug, because you get rid of all of those emotions that were trying to take the drug to subdue. So you actually have an alternative to let that stress and tension and unwanted emotions go without suppressing them, without bypassing them, but to actually let them through your system. This, together with the polyvagal theory, learning about the nervous system gives you more compassion for yourself, for others. It teaches you to look at human dynamic in a very different way. It's less ego. It's less, you said this, then you made me feel. We can see where your nervous system is coming from, where my nervous system is coming from, and how our unhealed wounds might clash, which gives me an opportunity to make a choice. Do I want to be entangled and do this, or will I be grounded, sit back, listen to myself, have compassion for the other person, but realize what's going on with you is what's happening with you, and it's not necessarily a truth reflecting back my self-worth or who I am as a person. That is my integrity. So what you think about me is your business, basically. It doesn't mean that I don't care about what other people think about me, but I don't have to people please. I don't have to compromise. I don't have to go into this. I can start to build my own integrity, sense of self and worth. And from my experience, that's a big part in addiction recovery, to really get that agency back. I have a sense of control of my body, my thoughts, my emotions, my sensations.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that that's what a lot of people are really looking for. You know, once they get sober and cleaned up and have a bit of clarity in their mind, then they start to realize, like, hey, I have a lot of unprocessed stuff, and I really want to have a little bit of emotional sobriety as well. Like, how can I regulate myself? How can I, you know, understand myself, and how can I understand other people, and how can I work through some of those issues that have been blocking me? And so I have also become a TRE provider, working with Simba, and Simba has been my teacher. And I now am offering a package of 6 TRE sessions. And it's a perfect amount of TRE sessions to just kind of open the window to get you into a practice. So if you have gone through the 12-step program and you've got a bit of sobriety under your belt, and now you're kind of looking at yourself and reflecting on the emotional undercurrent and the physical tension in your body, and you're looking for a way to work through that, reach out to me. With this package, I'm going to help you open up the genetically encoded tremoring mechanism that Simba spoke about. Everybody has it. And once you awaken that tremoring process in your body, the body just starts to naturally shake away and tremor away stored stress, tension, and trauma in the body. Along with that, I'm going to teach you all about the polyvagal theory of the nervous system and why different reactions happen in your body because of your nervous system. Not because you're crazy, but it's all in the nervous system. And with my background and my informed approach and having my own personal experience from being in the grips of addiction to a full recovery to feeling completely alive and awake in my body, I can help you through that experience as well and answer any questions you have along the way. So if you want to learn more about that offer, just go to livingwiththespirit.com. You can also just reach out to us through an email or through our social media. Simba, any final closing words on this topic?
Yeah, definitely. I think you are the perfect person to work with it because you walked that journey yourself, like you said. And also, you have both been a client and working with people. So you have done both parts, and you can see why going to primary rehabs might not be the full solution, why doing the 12-step is the beginning. You have the missing key, the secret sauce to what is the next steps when people come back and back. What is the secret sauce? What are, is these missing steps that will get you from almost getting out of it to getting out of it to living, thriving, and feeling good, which sometimes is not even possible when you're in the midst of your chaos and despair. So I think this is a very unique opportunity and skill that you put together. And I'm really excited to see what where you will go with this, because I've seen the people you work with over the year and how they just flourish and continue to live in a way that they thought was not possible for them when they were in the middle of this traumatic storm and addiction. So highly recommend Mark to do this transformative journey.
Yeah, and I just want to end the episode by saying that I'm not here to bash the 12-step program. It absolutely saved my life, and it saves the lives of thousands of people. All we're saying is that there's still another side of the journey to get you into a space of full recovery so that you can re-experience joy and happiness in your heart and live a beautiful life that you were always meant to live. And also, working with the right person has a huge effect. I struggled for a long time in the 12-step program until I met a sponsor that was really aligned to my own personal beliefs. And it was working directly with him that really helped me through that process. So if you see that in me and you want to work together, I highly suggest you reach out to me. All right. Thanks for joining our podcast today. And we hope to see you again soon on our Raw Talks podcast.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.